Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Tailored Topics. If you haven't noticed, have taken a very long break between now and my last episode. I think the last time I recorded was in April, and now it's the end of October. So needless to say, it's been a while. And I did not anticipate taking a break, let alone a long break. But between now and then, I've had a lot going on. And unfortunately, for all of you, I am a Sagittarius. And because I'm a Sagittarius, one of our biggest known traits that I unfortunately have is that we pile a lot onto our plates, too much to handle, actually. And I had to let some stuff go. And it's good that I did that, because I think if I didn't, I would not have the podcast where I wanted it to be. And so I needed that break. But now I'm officially back. I'm so excited. I have been wanting to record for weeks, months even. I have had so many ideas lined up in my head, and now it's finally to execute that. So I'm excited to be back. So between now and then, I've had a lot of things going on, and I think I owe it to you to explain that. I moved to a whole other country. I'm in London now. That was back in January, and it takes some time to adjust. And I'm the type of person that also likes to plow through things and doesn't believe in adjustment sometimes when it comes to me personally. And so, yeah, I had to get assimilated into that. And then, you know, I'm a master's student as well. So I'm getting a master's in business and entrepreneurship. And that also takes time. And I finished two of my semesters and I have one left. And so this third semester is about my dissertation. And I'm so excited because after that, I will officially have my degree. And I'm going to use it. I'm already using it to basically have my own business and generate my own income and create a stable foundation, because my program, I don't know if I ever mentioned, is business and entrepreneurship. And so I'm excited to have that under my belt. But that takes time. And then third, I mean, I am an entrepreneur actively. I generate my own income. And with that means I'm my own boss, which means I am doing everything. I am wearing all the hats, which takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of management skills, and a lot of management skills in terms of just my stress alone, which is a lot, because, you know, I've just put three huge things into my plate just thinking that I could juggle it no problem. And that's a trait that I have that I need to learn to manage a bit better. So with that, I'm fully back now, and I've taken some time to manage that, and we are full steam ahead. But during that time of learning how to do those things and, you know, go through the ebbs and flows of transitions, the whole point of this episode is to talk about one of the big things that has challenged me throughout this, which is having a shitty committee. And that's a very blunt word, like blunt phrase, blunt terminology, but it's true. Everyone has one in their life. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, let me explain it. So I can't take credit for the terminology of shitty committee. This is a newer phrase to me that I actually learned a year ago when I was at an event in London, literally a year ago to the day, talking about shitty committee. And I was listening to the speaker talk about how everybody has one and what it is. And so basically what a committee is it's separated into two different parts. There are the people in your life that make up this committee, and then there's the voices in your head that make up the other half of this committee. And what this committee is every negative thing that you could say about yourself, every put down, every, you know, dig, or just negative thing that goes against what you're trying to do or trying to accomplish or even believe in. And I'll give you one of the biggest examples, which is the fact that I quit my corporate full-time job, went freelance, and moved to another country. I had a lot of people not understand it, not want to understand it, and put me down because of it. And that extends to not just random people, that extends to friends and family. And I think that's what hurts the most, is when friends and family are echoing something that you're already a little nervous about. And the voices in my head became amplified as well, because when you're going through these transitions, there's always going to be that question in your head saying, like, can I really do this? Like, what if it doesn't work out? And then you have that committee in your life basically saying, well, it's not going to work out. Like, just, you know, I don't get why you're doing this. And I was really frustrated last year because I had a lot of that. And I think in the time that I've taken a break from recording this podcast, it's been re-amplified. But it's not from the people in my life so much as it is from the voice in my head. Because when you're going through the transition, that voice in your head will be more amplified than the beginning of the transition. Because I think the beginning of the transition, or the time that you start speaking about what you want to do, is when the people in your life will be negative. And then when those voices end up starting to quiet down, then your personal voice in your head will start to flare up as you're going through the transition itself. At least that's from my own perspective, or like that's what's actually happened to me. Because now that I'm in the transition and people are starting to see, oh, hey, it's working, that's what they see on the outside, at least in my mind, or at least in my walking life, I'm thinking, oh, shoot, like I am in the middle of this and I'm so far into it now that, like, what if it doesn't work out? And the big thing about this is you're always going to have this committee in your life, whether it's the people or it's the voice in your head. And while you can't control the people per se, you can control what you do with the voice in your head. And that is, you have to retrain your mind and you have to reframe everything and you have to learn to quiet it down. And you're probably thinking, Taylor, how the heck do you do that? You're with your mind every day. And I'm like, yeah, I know. That's why it took me a bit. And the thing is I'm not done this transition of, you know, my little committee in my head. This committee's, you know, we're going to be battling out for a little bit now. I expect to always be battling it out, because there's always going to be something in your life that's going to pop up that you're going to start negatively talking about, thinking that you can't do because you've never done it before, you know? So I, you know, there's always going to be that committee in your life. And then I think the big thing about, you know, having this committee is also realizing when there's people in your life that are not actually a part of this committee, but you end up putting in there anyways. Because there's the committee, and then there's the supporters, and then what I like to call is the middleman land. And I end up putting this middleman land into the committee because they're not really supporting the things that I want to do, but they support me as a person. So let me explain this. So the middleman land, and you're not going to like this, is going to be the majority of the people that are close in your life, whether they're friends or family. They support you as a person, and they support what, like, they support you, but they don't support what you do. And it's not because they don't actually support it. They don't get what you're doing. And I have a lot of people, you know, when I moved last year, I just didn't get what I was doing. Like when I said I wanted to move to London, they're like, oh, are we still on this? Like, why are we actually like doing this? And it's not that they didn't like support me, even though that comes across as they're not. They didn't get it. You know, my grandparents, I love them to death, but they literally thought that I moved here to die. And they have no idea why I'm in another country right now. They don't get it. And that's okay. They don't have to get it. They support me as a person. But I was kind of putting them in the middleman land, where the middleman man's like, oh, if you don't support me, then like, what the heck, get out. And that's just not what that is. There's a committee, and then there's middleman land. And we can't be hating the middleman land. Because the majority of the people in your life are going to be a part of that middleman land. And it's kind of a hard, it's a gray area, right? I went to dinner with this one friend before I left New York to move to London. And she was like, oh, hey, like, you know, Taylor, I'm so happy that you're doing this, but you know, I have to admit to you, I didn't think you'd be able to. I just didn't think you could do it. Not that I think that you personally couldn't do it. I just didn't think it was possible. They're not a shitty committee. That they're not. You can look at them and be like, you know, you could get all angry at them and be like, what do you mean you didn't think I could do it and all this other stuff? Which is, you know, the human side of me is like, yeah, that's what I really wanted to do, was like get mad at them and be like, what do you mean? But then, you know, when you take a step back and you look at it, you're like, no, like, you know, this is a big transition in your life. Not a lot of people are doing it. Of course, someone's not going to understand and be in this middleman land. And then have you ever heard of the saying where it's like the majority of your friends will be not your first supporters, they'll be like your middle supporters or your last supporters? And I think that's like very true, because a lot of people are not early you know, I think the terms like early adapters, or they're not willing to jump in head first to things. They're risk averse. And when someone has new ideas or like new innovations or like just a different way of doing things, it's not natural for somebody to go in and be like, oh my God, I'm going to support you 100% when there's nothing to back it. And that's going to be a lot of your friends and a lot of your people in your life, whether you like it or not. And so when that terminology or like that phrase came out, I was just like, you know, or when I started seeing it on social media, I'm like, oh, that's so annoying. Like, why wouldn't your friends support you? It's not that they don't support you. They just don't get what you're doing. And it's hard to support something you don't understand. So there's that shitty committee. There's the voices in your head that are also part of that committee. And then there's middleman land. So then you're like, where are the supporters? What's going, like, where are they? You will always have some supporters. They're going to be your friends and family in different ways. While a lot of them are the middleman land, they will also be in the supporter land as well. They are there. It's just not, their voices aren't going to be as strong or as heavy because you're not really listening to those, because it's easier to listen to those negative comments than it is to listen to the positive ones. And then you have to learn that you are the biggest supporter, the biggest one. And so that is what you need to listen to, and that's what you need to retrain your brain on. But before we get to that part, the biggest thing that we need to learn first is the why behind it all. Why do we have that voice in our heads? Why do we have that committee to begin with? Because I think when you understand the why behind things, kind of like I've explained in a previous episode, it's a lot more easier to digest and it's a lot easier to fix than if you don't know the why. So people that are a shitty committee, as well as the voice in your head, they are disempowered people. Disempowered meaning that they have insecurities, they have things that they don't believe in, they have things that have torn, like they've torn them, their own selves down. And when something else or someone else is shifting or is doing something different that they themselves have not been able to achieve or not been able to grasp, they instantly revert and become this negative individual because they are being defensive and trying to create a barrier for themselves so that they can understand and move along, because you are disrupting their barrier is basically what it is. And then when it comes to the voice in your head, you're disrupting your own barrier, because when you're going through a transition or when you're doing something new, you're breaking down barriers. Whether it's dating somebody new that maybe you haven't thought of before, or it's moving into a new environment, or it's taking new classes, or it's just having the idea that you want to do something different at all, or just being exposed to something that you weren't ready for, or you thought you weren't ready for, there's a difference there. Then that shitty committee in your own head is going to flare up because you're instantly, like, barriers are coming down, you feel defenseless, so then you're trying to make it digestible in your own head, and you're trying to bring yourself back into something that's known to you, not unknown. Because when you have a shitty committee in your life, it's because you are now unknown to them. They don't get it. And instead of middleman land, where they don't get it but they're open, a shitty committee doesn't get it and they don't want to be open. And I think that's the fine line there that you need to understand, because I've explained a lot about middleman, no man land. And I've explained a lot about committee, but that is the main difference that you need to understand. Because if someone's a part of a shitty committee, then you just want to cut them off. Like, you don't need to be a part of their lesson. They can be an example later, but they don't need to be a part of your lesson or your journey. If they're middleman land who doesn't really get it, but they're open, that they're fine to stay. So, but that's the reason why they're there. That's the reason why your voice flares up when, you know, you're doing something that you've never been exposed to before, because you want to go back into that safety. And it's weird to think that negativity is safety, right? When you're doing something different, because negativity doesn't want you to elevate. You know, when you're trying to stay in the same place, that's where negativity kind of stays. When you're ready to elevate and you're ready to move on and you're ready to just go, you know, there's going to be things that are going to try to hold you back, because that's just the way the universe works. So now that we know that, let's try to retrain this brain now. So let's retrain this brain. because when you have a committee in your head, a lot of the times it's limiting beliefs that are flared up. It's like little monsters on steroids. That's basically what a committee in your head is. It's your limiting beliefs on steroids. So we can't change the other people in our lives, right? But we can cut them out. That's easier said than done, but we can cut them out. But I think the harder part is to retrain your brain and making sure that you are being the best supporter for yourself and you don't let your own self down. So the first thing to do is to acknowledge it, right? So every time you think you are negatively speaking to yourself, you need to write it down. You need to write it down, own up to it, look at it, know that you are saying that to yourself before you can even readjust it. And it could be a long list, and this list probably won't go, you know, you're not going to get it all in one go. It may take a while, but it's kind of like a limiting belief list. You're writing down, oh, she can't do it. So you're going to write that down and you're going to be like, you're going to read it and be like, okay, you're saying you can't do it. Then you're going to look at why. Why are you so scared that you think you can't do it? Or why are you putting your own self down thinking you can't do it? Look at the why behind what you're doing. See the common theme here? Look at why. Because if you understand why, like I've said, then you're going to be able to fix it. So I'll give you an example. You know, I have this negative voice in my head because me going freelance means that I probably won't make the same money as before. That's such a load of bull. I know that I can. I know that I can surpass it. I've done it before. But I'm also listening to people that have told me, I'm risk averse. I just don't think you can do it. And so I started listening to them. And then I started, you know, as I'm going through this transition, I've gone through a few bumps myself. I'm starting to believe that. Because I've gone through some bumps in life, right? At the beginning of the year, I lost 3 huge clients, not because of anything that I did. They just had budget constraints. And so my money went out the door. And so I started to believe what my little committee was saying last fall, saying, hey, like, are you sure you want to do this? I just don't think you can. And now my head is like, okay, maybe they're right. Shoot, I can't do this. So I had to write down a list of Taylor can't do this and why she thinks that she can't, when she knows full well that she can and she has and she will again. And so it's going to take some time, but there's a few different things you got to write down there. Like, it's going to be a long list. And this list is like a living document. It's not like it's going to evolve and it's going to change as you go through life, because as things pop up, different beliefs and different ways you speak to yourself is also going to change. You know, relationships in your life, if you have a boyfriend or if you have an ex-boyfriend or whatever that has like made an impact on your life, their voice can turn into some of your voice, and you also have to learn how to filter that out. So write down what other people have said to you, write down what you've said to you, and then filter and see, like, is it something that you actually believe, or is it something that you're, you know, are you being a parrot and just repeating what they're saying? Because a lot of times people will say certain things and then you'll start regurgitating. And the thing is it's not something that you'd actually ever say yourself. You're just kind of listening. You ever hear, this is like a whole like marketing thing, but I think it's very true with how you speak to yourself. When you hear something 3 times, it will resonate. And so after 3 times of hearing it, it's automatically like lodged in your brain. First time doesn't really get in. Second time starts to sink. 3, it's been retained. And so if you've talked negatively to yourself 3 times about the same thing, shoot, that's retained. You got to get rid of that. And then the more you say it, it's harder to get out. So, I've done a whole spiel on that. And I've said you got to write it down. But there's other ways that you can get it out too. So start surrounding yourself with other people that are kind of going through the same thing as you. Okay, so I want a business, right? So I started going to networking events of other people that also want their own business. I need to feel inspired. My brain, my little like committee up there is not feeling inspired, because that's another thing. When you don't feel inspired, or when you're not feeling motivated, or when you're feeling like you're down in the dumps, you know, that committee is going to be nice and loud. And so you need to be around people that are motivated and are uplifted and don't have a committee that is nice and loud right now. And so I started going to networking events, and I started going to other, I started meeting new people, getting some fresh, you know, some fresh faces. And being remotivated by someone who doesn't have a loud committee. And it's been helping me a lot. So surround yourself by new people, better people. people that are in the current chapter of your life, not your past chapters. And then another thing that you can do is correct yourself in the middle of you saying it in your head. Don't be mean to yourself. Don't be nasty to yourself. Don't yell at yourself. Just correct it. Okay, Taylor's not making the same money as before. No, we're going to strike that. Taylor is in a pause right now, but she is going to continue her motivation to continue to make that same revenue. It's that simple. And while it doesn't seem simple, repetition is key, because like it takes three times for you to listen to something, it's negative, same thing will go for positive. It goes both ways. So now you're probably wondering, does this actually work? You're saying a whole lot of things, but you're like, oh, but Taylor's still going through her committee. Is this actually working? Yeah. And I'll give you a few examples. Like I just said about the income thing. Yeah, I had some clients leave for budget purposes, but you know who replaced them? I have fewer clients now with way bigger budgets. And so now I get paid a hell of a lot more to do not as much work. So I'm not straining as much. Things that leave will replace with better things. It's called redirection. And that's going to be a whole other episode. But when I start training my, when I started to train my brain and stop being down in the dumps on myself, and I stopped having, you know, these negative thoughts or beliefs, I had so many great things start popping in. You have no idea. Manifesting is such a wonderful, wonderful thing. But manifesting is born out of positive thoughts. You can't manifest on a shitty committee. No. You cannot do that. And so you have to go into this very positively. And it's really hard to pull yourself out of the rut when other people are trying to keep you in it. So I would also go with these steps as well. Go for a walk. Anytime that you also are feeling like down in the dumps, go for a walk. Outside nature is one of the best things. I love going by the water. And I am very lucky that I decided to move to a place that has a lot of water. So I go to the water all the time, and I walk, and I just let myself go. And I just feel better, and I turn my mind off. I read a book. There's nothing better than reading a book and escaping. I got to tell you, I love to read. And that's another thing too, is got to get out of your own head. Got to get out of other people's heads. So read a book, go for a walk, meditate, go for sound baths. Do things that are going to reset your brain. Start writing, start journaling. There's one thing to make a list, but when you just start journaling and start letting your mind go, you can also find other root causes as to why you're saying things to yourself that are not so nice. Talk to somebody, and talk to somebody that is not anyone that you know, a third party. Seek a therapist if you want. I mean, they're there for a reason. You don't have to be going through the worst thing in your life to go speak to someone and say, hey, you know, this is what I'm thinking. I'm a little inside my head right now. Can you, as a third party, just be like, get me out of it? You know, there's a lot of different methods. Choose what works for you, because this little committee in your life, it's, you know, they're always going to be there. They're always going to be standing by. And I think a huge thing too that I've learned is the more success that you have, the bigger that committee is going to get. And I'm not just speaking about the voice at this point. I mean, people, you know, when you are on the verge of getting really good things, or when you start to get a lot of good things, the people start to elevate in that committee. I literally have people in my past, whenever I'm going through something, they love to come back. They love to come back. They're like a bead of honey. I mean, I have an ex-boyfriend of like almost 3 years ago. My God, their friends are like attached to my social media. Whenever I have something good, they're watching it and I can see it plain as day. I have this old roommate. Her friends and her family will not leave me alone. I literally had one of her family members stalk my social media while I was on vacation. It's crazy. It's, you know, there's a lot of people that from your past in the woodworks that are always going to be watching you. And you just kind of have to learn, be like, okay, that means I'm doing something right. I'm doing a lot of good things and they can't take it. And they're having a hard time with it. That's their prerogative, not yours. That's their problem to accommodate, not yours. So now I digress from this lovely committee. And I will leave you with some homework. And this is for the people that know they have a committee or don't think they have a committee. And that is to start writing things down that you think you're not capable of. And while you're probably like, Taylor, like, you know, there's nothing that I don't think I'm capable, like, I'm not capable of. No, there is, because there's a reason why you haven't done it yet. If you want to do certain things and you haven't done it yet. For example, like, I have like these girls all the time will tell me, they're like, oh, I could never be a fashion influencer because like, I just don't want people judging me. Right there. You're letting people judging you be that shitty committee for yourself. So that's why you won't do what you actually want. Like, that's crazy. Start writing it down and then start readjusting. And then let me know like how it works out for you, because I've done a lot of work this year and I've watched my committee grow in my head and go down in my head, and I've had people flare up and people go away. And that's something that will always remain constant, but it's how you adapt to it is the big thing. So let me know, and I will see you guys again in my next episode. And I'm really happy to be back. So expect a lot more of me. And I will not be taking another break this long again, because recording is way too therapeutic. See you guys next week.